should probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to our fourth anniversary episode! Four? That's right! I first got zapped back into old-timey radio shows in February of 2021. I wonder how the world is doing in 2025. I'm sure it's way better since Trump finally got out of office. Anywho, thank you all so much for being a part of this journey with me. To launch our fifth year, we're going farther back in time than any other episode to date. Because this is An Adventure with Robin Hood, originally presented by the Family Theater in 1949. And I know you already figured it out. Clearly, I'm going to be Maid Marian. Maid Madison!
Madison?
Oh, hey, Jonathan. Sup? I'll be out of here in a sec so you can do your narrator stuff. Gotta get ready to play Maid Madison.
About that.
There's a really good actor to play opposite me as Robin Hood, right?
Oh, yes. Kareem Cronflee.
Great. That means we'll have at least one real British accent. Of course, I've been working on mine for Maid Madison. Would you care for a spot of tea? I'm getting pretty good, right?
That's, the best you've ever done.
Thank you.
But you aren't playing Maid Marian. Maid Madison.
What now?
Here's the script. You read it while I do the narration.
Okay.
The story of Robin Hood, who today, as in generations past, captures the fancy and transports the spirit back to the time when the bold, green-clad men of Sherwood Forest lived their carefree lives.
I'm playing Alan a Dale?
But though they were men untroubled by want or restraint,
Jonathan!
They were all men to whom liberty was a personal thing.
Jonathan!
Yes, Madison.
Alan a Dale? Who the hell is that?
He's one of Robin's merry men.
Uh-huh. And what am I supposed to do with this weird-ass-looking guitar?
That's a lute. Alan a Dale is the minstrel.
Minstrel? So, I wasn't cast as Maid Marian, but someone thought the better role for me would be the one who sings?
I really had nothing to do with the casting.
My singing is as good as my British accent.
You'll be more of a kind of a narrator, like me.
The fourth anniversary episode of my own show, and I've been reduced to the narrator?
Hey.
I'll get over it.
They're asking me to move this along so we can start the story. May I continue?
Go ahead. I'm gonna figure out who I need to hit over the head with this stupid guitar.
So,
we return to our memories of that gallant and high-spirited band in the green with An Adventure with Robin Hood.
Madison, that's your cue.
I don't wanna.
You don't want to be in your own fourth anniversary show?
No.
You get to do old English speak.
Yeah?
Come on. The audience needs you to set the scene.
Well, okay. But I'm reserving the right to bail on this if I don't like it.
Fair enough.
I'm starting here?
Yes. That word is herewith.
I can read. Herewith, gentle folk, the chronicle of the bold Robin of Locksley.
Maybe not the accent, though.
What, you're turning me into Kevin Costner?
No, you just don't need the accent because the old English will create the illusion for you.
Okay. Picture then, sweet folk, the gatherings under the greenwood tree as the merry band, outlawed all by the greed or caprice of their stern age. Look you at Little John, towering above the band. Will Scarlet of the... of the flaming garb.
That's not what it means.
I know. I'm immature. And Alan a Dale, the troubadour of Sherwood.
See, you get to be in the story too.
Goody, I get to be in my own show. And look you now within the forest glade, as green-clad Robin matches blow for blow the noble efforts of Little John, the merry men cheering on their mighty leaders.
Now you can cheer along with the others.
So I'm basically an extra in this scene. Super.
This is gonna be a long episode.
good master, wouldst thou scrape the pate of thy faithful Little John?
What? Good Little John, does thy stout heart quail before my gentle tap?
Gentle tap? 'Twould have broken the skull of a lesser man. Perchance my lessons with the quarterstaff have served thee well.
Aye, Little John, but to my sorrow thou hast not proved so apt a pupil with the longbow.
Sweet Robin, hast thou forgotten who did win the prize this day?
And had not the fickle wind seized upon mine arrow, thou wouldst have no said cause to boast.
OMG, what is this? The old cock measuring contest?
What ho, dear minstrel. Play for us some merriment.
Aye, that we may have accompaniment to our friendly sport.
Hooray! Who, me?
Aye, is that not a lute that doth sit beside thee?
I'm really not qualified. The last time I played a musical instrument was the recorder in the second grade. If you'd like to hear a really mean hot cross buns on the recorder, then I'm your minstrel.
Come along, play for us.
Hooray! All right, I've dated a lot of guitar players. Let's see if anything rubbed off. Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest. Something, 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 something. Oodalali, oodalali, golly, what a day.
Minstrel, have we offended thee that thou should injure our ears?
I am not a minstrel. I've been grossly miscast. Like the year my high school did Grease, and instead of getting the role of Sandy, when I obviously channel slutty Olivia Newton-John vibes, I got non-singing ensemble. They told me I was special because I was the only ensemble member classified as non-singing.
Mayhaps instead thou wouldst prefer a bit of sparring with Little John.
Hast she not assaulted me already with her singing?
I'll take him on. Hand me that pole.
Dost thou mean quarterstaff?
Is this an old English vocabulary lesson, or are we gonna fight?
Very well. Take thy positions.
Bring it!
What ho, Little John? Does she best thee?
In faith, her skills with the staff do match her skills with the lute.
My boyfriend cheated on me when I was in color guard. You do not want to see the damage I can do with a flagpole.
Little John, that was a formidable strike she had upon thy shoulder.
She be so tiny, I sustain no injury. I feel woefully unmatched. 'Tis like a bear taking up arms against a mouse.
Oh, yeah? And I visit upon thee the pain I did befall my cheating boyfriend's crotch.
A low yet effective blow, m'lady.
Bet you're wishing you were wearing more than just tights right about now.
Hold thy weapons. The lookout has signaled. He comes running as though Prince Richard himself were chasing him.
Master Robin! Good Master Robin!
What ho, Will Scarlet? What urgent news dost thou bring?
The Sheriff of Nottingham is within Sherwood Forest.
Ooh, he's the bad guy, right?
Does he come to harm us?
Nay, he and his company are bound along the road to the Castle Mount Fidget.
His company? How big is his company? Are we talking enough employees to require him to pay health care, or small enough for his staff to get squat?
A full company of guards and 3 palfreys laden with the sheriff's tax collections.
Now, by my bow, herein lies a prize that tempts me sorely. Arise, good men of Sherwood. We must welcome our noble guests and collect our taxes.
Arise!
Oh.
Except you, Little John. Perhaps I should sit this one out.
This little mouse just showed you the bare necessities.
Oh.
And have I not told thee, Simon, Robin Hood lacks the bold heart to attack armored men. 4 times have I traversed these woods, and yet have I to see him.
Indeed, good master, but...
Already we arrive at the split in the trail and the forest's end. But a short turn beyond, and free of the wood we shall be.
Yet, with all this money, good master, I do surely fear that...
Down, I say... Are even horses afraid of the legend of Sherwood?
'Tis 2 beggars upon the road, my master.
You there, dost thou not know better than to usurp the trail from the Sheriff of Nottingham?
Peace, noble lord. My frail wife and I do but walk upon the king's road, even as thyself do ride upon it.
Remove thyself at once.
You don't own the road.
Frail wife, indeed.
Dearest, methinks thou should hold thine tongue.
He thinks he could take up the whole road with his Cybertruck energy.
Curse thee for thy insolence. Mayhaps thy tongue will not dangle so loosely when I have run thee down. Ho, horses!
Stop! Fix your horses!
Whoa, hold there! Hold there!
I knew I should have hung back with the archers.
But nay, thou insisted thou should stay by mine side.
Everybody knows you don't die in an action movie if you stay with the lead. The second you separate...
Mayhaps thy marital squabble might be resolved in a place other than the middle of my path?
Pretty uppity for a guy wearing velvet.
Vile creature, venture closely and feel the wrath of my steel.
Was that a come on?
Hold thy anger, my lord, lest I defend against thee.
Dost thou think to crown me with thy paltry horn, beggar?
Horn, master? By all the saints, this be...
Dost thou wish to name me so his worship may be gifted our introduction?
Speak not to my servant, you insolent peasant.
Velvet Elvis here doesn't get it, does he?
Mayhaps my disguise is too clever for a sheriff's eye.
I love how your insults sound like poetry.
Enough. Remove thine selves from this road forthwith, or feel the full wrath of my men.
But, master...
Still my identity eludes you. Perhaps this blast will help thee. Seize him, men!
It's Robin Hood!
So sorry. You answered after the buzzer. Please accept this departing gift of us robbing you.
Now see here.
Turn thy head to right or left, and there wilt thou see thine hosts of Sherwood.
'Tis a trap. Back, men, or we'll all be lost.
Hold thy reins, or my men shall fill thee with arrows.
Dost thou not know, bandit, that for this thy life is forfeit? I shall double the 500 crowns upon thy head.
That's a lot of crowns to wear on your head.
We'll not claim the gold thyself, good sheriff. Here I am before thee.
I shall yet find a day and place more suited to my purpose, bandit.
Ooh, methinks thou art a chicken. Bawk, 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 bawk.
Why, you?
Good sheriff. Remember the archers whose arrows are transfixed upon thy breast.
Give me another quarterstaff. I'll take on whatever's below thy breast.
If thou wishest not to face me this day, then, good sir, I suggest thou turn thyself about and head back the road to Nottingham from whence you came.
What? Shall we turn our backs to bandits to receive a coward's arrow in our backs?
Now, by my bow, Sir Sheriff, we of Sherwood do not kill as do common bandits. Our wits serve us better ends than our swords.
Does it take wits, bandit, to ambush from behind hedges and then melt into the forests when opposed by cold steel?
Yeah, that's called strategy. And, by the way, how the Americans beat your British butts in the Revolutionary War. Or will beat your British butts. What year is this, anyway?
Noble sheriff, thy may continue on thy journey.
At last, some reason from thine villainous lot.
Hold. Hold but a moment, Sir Sheriff. Methinks thou hast forgotten the toll for travelling Sherwood's lanes.
Toll? I pay no toll. I be an officer of the king.
And I, good sir, be master of these forests. Well, Annadale, seize the palfrey's reins.
We've established I don't do horses.
Wouldst thou have me do it whilst I hold the sheriff at bay with mine bow and arrow?
Then just shoot the sheriff and we can get this over with. But don't shoot the deputy.
I did literally just proclaim our band us use our wits, not our arrows.
If you're not going to use any of your weapons, then this is all just an empty threat.
Indeed. Men, attack!
You might want to use those arrows now!
Sheriff, the numbers are in our favor. Wouldst thou sacrifice thy men this day?
Dost thou mean to use thy weapons?
Aye!
So be it. A truce. Fall back, men.
So you weren't bluffing.
No weapons could cause the same damage as one word from thy tongue.
You're welcome.
But as for thee, Robin Hood, crow not over long about this day. There will be others, and on one of them, I shall surely catch thee.
Ooh, Robin, you're in trouble.
And when I catch thee, bandit, for this day's impudence, I shall surely hang thee.
Oh, good sheriff, in truth this boasting and thy silly tongue make me ill. Get thee gone before my good nature desert me.
Why, you...
Be gone, I say, before I put an arrow between thy rotund ribs.
And in his most fierce... fierce attack ever. Robin Hood fat shames the Sheriff of Nottingham.
What ho! Someone would cheat our honored sheriff with coins of baser metal?
That's like getting change and finding a Canadian penny in there. My question is this. How did we get so many Canadian pennies in circulation in the U.S.? Is it a Canadian conspiracy? Like with their geese?
Come, come, Will. What total has thou now?
A full 900 golden crowns, Master Robin. And this false coin which passed the sheriff's scrutiny.
I've tried that with those Chinese coins that have a square cut out of the center. Can't put anything past those Girl Scouts during cookie season.
Little John, hast thou the records?
Why, our noble sheriff hath squeezed the shire dry.
Then let us begin.
The widow of Doncaster, property mortgaged to the extent of 60 crowns. The husband served with Richard.
Count them out, good little John. Will, I shall deliver them.
At once, Master Robin.
Dickon of Wattles, fined 20 crowns by my lord sheriff for speaking up against him.
I talked back to my mom once that she withheld my allowance, but I just took it from her purse. Hey, does that make me like Robin Hood? Robbing from the mom to give to the me?
Dame Margaret, whose three sons languish in the sheriff's jails for poaching, and well our noble sheriff knows their innocence. 80 crowns, unless the sheriff does foreclose upon her poor estate.
I didn't realize the robbing from the rich and giving to the poor involved so much accounting.
That's why you need to narrate.
Right now?
When the action slows down, the narrator comes in to jump the story ahead to the next important scene.
Is that what you do here?
4 years, and you never noticed?
I guess I was too busy being in the important scenes.
Just read your copy.
And so did Little John continue down his list, till each gold piece was assigned to those of whom the sheriff did wrong, with all but 100 crowns left in the pillaged purse.
And of the remaining 100, Robin?
They shall be set aside with the other monies for King Richard, for they are just taxes. And when our king returns from the Holy Crusade, he shall have sore need of funds to regain his throne.
Oh, that's right. King Richard is off fighting the Crusades. Ooh, that didn't age well. Hard to root for the guy who's out violently forcing Christianity on people.
Narrators aren't supposed to give personal commentary. If they were, you might not care for the few choice things I would like to say.
Have you been this surly all along?
Read your copy.
Robin's merry men set about the realm, returning the sheriff's exuberant taxes to the poor. I always look forward to getting my tax returns every year. Well, the years I file my taxes. Crap! I haven't filed my taxes since 2020. Do you think there'll be penalties?
The copy?
If anyone from the IRS is listening, this is my official request for an extension, based on unforeseen time travel.
But in his triumphant hour, unfortunate news besets the Prince of Thieves.
Something happened to Kevin Costner?
Robin! Good Robin!
What ho, Will? Why dost thou return in such haste?
Tis the maid Marian. She...
Well, come speak, man. Wouldst thou stand by to torture me?
Give him a sec. He's been running in moccasin shoes with no soles. You could feel every damn rock of these things.
'Twas as I was returning, Master. I met good Jonas, the servant to my Lord Stanley. Robin, had I but twisted the neck of that dog when I held it in my hands.
You were going to do what to his dog? How many centuries until there's a humane society?
The dog of which I speak be the sheriff.
Oh, okay. I'm fine with people being killed in stories, but not the dog. And I get asked, how can you put a dog's life above a human life? And I'm all, because people suck?
Quickly, man. Tell me what has happened to my maid Marian.
The sheriff, Robin. He hath breached the castle, and even now bears the maid Marian into Nottingham.
The villain.
And hath he harmed a hair of her sweet head? Tell me, is she unhurt?
See, I would feel more concerned right now if I found out Maid Marian were a Cocker Spaniel.
Aye, she is unhurt, but the attack was so sudden that none could act to save her. The sheriff was heard to say that she would hang for her friendship with you.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel up the gallows and down again.
'Tis true, thou art no minstrel.
You want to give me attitude? Somebody get me a quarterstaff.
Enough! My bow. Where is my bow, Little John? I swear I shall not rest this night until I have found her safe.
Relax. It's not like she's a cocker spaniel.
Nay, good master, restrain thyself. for our sheriff wishes to trap thee into such hasty action.
Aye, Little John, thou speaks true. Call the men together. We must meet and hold council here in Sherwood Forest.
A work meeting? Are we ordering pizza? The first known reference to the word pizza was in 997 CE, probably by the first boss who wanted to show his employees appreciation.
Maiden Marion, dost think to wear away the stones of thy cell with pacing?
Nay, Sir Sheriff, but I do find this bare cell too small, and these blank walls too stern.
That cell is bigger than my first apartment, and she's getting it rent-free.
Didst think thou wert ever to walk freely in Sherwood, when once I learned thou wert his friend?
Friend or girlfriend? What's the relationship status here?
I know full well I am but the bait for the snare thou settest for Robin Hood, yet my Robin is not so headstrong to be so easily entrapped.
Indeed, Maid Marian, then thou dost poorly estimate the power of love.
The power of love is a curious thing.
Madison.
Make one man weep, make another man sing.
Madison.
Change a hawk to a little white dove.
Madison! You have got to stop interrupting this scene. That's not what a narrator does.
Oh, I didn't realize my mic was still on.
Already I have set the date when Robin Hood shall surrender to me and his bandit band with him.
No, it cannot be. Robin would not move because I languish in this cell.
But I could play her role better. Come on, Jonathan, admit it.
I will concede that you were miscast as the minstrel.
Thank you.
'Tis true Robin would not stir as long as thou art in prison, but for a hanging. For tomorrow, by my proclamation, thou shalt be hanged at dusk, lest first Robin does surrender. Ha! Already do mine eyes behold the scene as the knave walks the aisle towards me in the banquet hall.
Art thou then to have a carnival, Sir Sheriff?
Carnival or Renaissance festival? Because this whole episode has been nothing but one bad Renfair show. Just missing the body washing well wenches.
Somebody turn off her mic!
Aye, a carnival. All Nottingham shall be there to see my triumph. My Lord Chancellor himself has but this day arrived from London town.
Then my Lord Chancellor will see thy evil plot fail, for Robin shall not come to Nottingham.
Thou stakest thy life on slimmest chance, Maid Marian. Already my messenger has been sent to bear my word to Robin Hood. The ultimatum will not fail. Then shall we see who collects his dues at Nottinghamshire. The bandit or my Lord Sheriff?
I be the washing well wench. Dost thou gaze lustfully upon my heaping bodies?
Get out of the booth!
Peace! Peace, good men of Sherwood. Let us hear what this messenger would tell us.
Here, let me speak my peace. Beware, thou dost not ruffle my anger further.
Oh, good Master Hood, do not let these men have me. I do but my master's bidding.
Sure, sure. He's only following orders. Check it for plane tickets to Argentina.
Settle all. Settle. Thou shalt not be harmed here. Now may you speak forth the words of thy vile master.
My lord, the sheriff of Nottingham bid me say that thee and thy men shall surrender to him in the banquet hall at Nottingham by sunset on the morrow.
Has the sheriff lost his poor wits that he sends thee to fetch us to him? You pipsqueak, you be not as much as the smallest of our band.
Are you saying a mouse can't defeat a bear?
All is possible when the mouse doth strike below the belt.
I notice you're still walking funny.
Silence! Hear him out.
May it please thy lordship, he has said that if this be not done, then the maid shall be hanged.
Be still, men! And when shall this foul murder be done?
It will be done before the people assembled in Nottingham.
Assembled? No doubt in a most festive manner.
They're having a Ren fair, or medieval fair? Either way, I'm assuming there'll be turkey legs.
Good master, let me but lay my hands upon this foul dog.
No, no!
I shall let him go in peace. Hear me now, unhappy weakling.
Yes, my lordship.
Tell thy master he shall meet me at the appointed hour.
No, sweet Robin, it will be your life.
Tell him also that the maid must go free for my life alone. My men have no part in this.
Good master, if thou goest to such mean death, we shall tear down each stone of Nottingham.
Nay, dear Will, save thy loyalties for the people who shall need them when I'm gone.
Oof, hitting the Jesus symbolism a little hard there. Next thing you know, Aslan will be sacrificed on the stone table.
Now you...
Yes, my lord?
Get thee gone to thy master, ere the rage in me swells its bounds.
Yes, good master. Your lordship.
Our Robin is stricken by his grief.
Come, little John. 'Tis only that our good sheriff has left us with a way to win the game.
Okay, Robin's got a plan. Is this the montage where we build things out of scrap metal that is really conveniently available to us and super easy to put together?
Thou hast heard him say, all assembled there.
Well, what of it?
Have we not friends among the tradespeople of the town?
Ooh, we hire tradespeople to build this stuff. I'm for that, because I'm not really a great welder.
For this banquet in our honor, the sheriff will need many servants. And who may discover a strange face here and there in the great fronds about his table? Come, men, seek ye the clothes of the household. And take care that they be loose-fitting, that a sword or crossbow may be hid amongst them.
Yeah! Undercover as waitstaff! Yeah, because no one ever pays attention to the help. Unless you spill a tray of loaded nachos on the bride. Who told her to wear white?
Hold thyself. Not you, Annandale. Methinks thee best befit a minstrel amongst the troubadours.
Surely her playing will reveal the truth of our contrivance.
Was that another one of those poem insults?
Worry not, little John. She shall mimic her instrument, but use her perch atop the stage to observe closely the actions of the sheriff, should he seek to harm Maid Marian.
What? Hey, Hannibal, you want to clarify your plan for the rest of the A-team?
Quickly, men, prepare your parts, for the way to Nottingham may be open to us, but be assured that each gate shall be locked to Robin Hood, comes the hour of our return.
I pity the fool who tries to stop us. And that was the obligatory A-team Mr. T reference.
It would seem, my good Lord Chancellor, that our fair maid Marian does not enjoy her meal.
Base, my lord, there is naught to be gained by taunting the unhappy.
Worry not, my lord, for I shall be happy as my Robin hath not fallen into the sheriff's trap.
Aye, what a craven the man must be to let his loved one pay his debt so painfully.
Craven, my lord, from the tales heard here, I should little think not. Have not thy men again and again entrapped him, only to see him burst forth from their snares?
Who dares such an exclamation?
I do believe its origin may be found amongst the minstrels.
Methinks that one does hold her lute upside down.
Laugh all ye wish, minstrels, but in the end the laugh shall be mine.
If thou thinkest my death will make Robin your prey, thou art a fool.
Nay, lass, for a man shorn of his loved one is as a ship without anchor, and his loss shall gnaw at his heart until revenge drives caution from his mind. Which of these minstrels does continue to mock me?
Good sheriff, what thinkest thou to gain by such cruelty in seeing this maiden swing, when that which all thy men in wiles could not win for thee?
Fie, minstrels, a rope on the gallows, aside this maid, for whichever of thee does next flap thy tongue.
Methinks, my lord sheriff, that our king's trust in thee has been somewhat misplaced.
Nay, have I not administered well? Does not Nottingham surpass all the shires in taxes collected in his majesty's name?
Aye, and do not her people feel the bitter yoke of thy masters more than all England? Could my lord chancellor, without my Robin's kind offices, the shire would run with blood many times over, for he alone has spoken out against the sheriff and for our king.
Men, bring to me that lute player.
I didn't say anything!
Well, minstrel, hast thou mistook thy station for that of a jester?
I am better at comedy than music, or specifically, sarcastic throwaway lines and Gen X pop culture references.
I find no humor in any word thou hast uttered.
What you talking about, sheriff?
Servants, take her away to the cells.
My lord sheriff, be this how thy treat the subjects of thine shire? 'Tis no wonder there be discontent with thee, and a loving word for Robin Hood.
Nay, sir, there is great affection for me amidst the folk. Good people, a toast. Here, servants, fill up the guests' goblets that they may join me. Here, thou tall one, fill my lord's glass that he may join the toast.
Aye, good sheriff.
By my beard, that one I have seen before.
Hey, sheriff! If I'm not going to the dungeon, hand me one of them goblets. I'll toast ya. Get me drunk enough, I might even say something nice about ya. Or take off my bodice. Could go either way.
Hear me, good people. Thy sheriff drinks to the death of the bandits.
To Smokey and the Bandit.
What say you?
BJ and the Bear.
Quiet.
Cannibal Run.
Men, take her away.
Methinks the sheriff does need his goblet refilled.
Robin Hood.
What now, good sheriff? I have accepted thy invitation. Hast no word for an honored guest?
Servants, seize this man.
Robin, I wish thee not to come. Now the sheriff will have the better of thee.
Worry not, fair maid, for if thou wilt look about the room, thou wilt find my men at every door and behind every chair, for they have been the sheriff's servants this night.
But don't think that means you could get out of paying for the catering.
The insolence!
Mind thy temper, sheriff, for all my men do have their bows drawn and their swords at the ready.
Your castle might want to think about getting metal detectors.
I shall bide my time. There is a long road from Nottingham to Sherwood Forest.
I look forward to our next meeting. Maid Marian, 'tis time for thee to depart.
Aye, Robin.
Go thee to where Will Scarlet stands. His life is thy guarantee of safe passage to Sherwood.
Oh, ne'er had I thought such a sweet sight would greet mine eyes again.
Oh, ne'er had I thought such a sweet sight could greet thine eyes again.
Dost thou mock the woman I love?
No, I'm just showing I could have done her role.
Robin, didst thou just profess thy love for me?
Robin, didst thou just profess thy love for me?
Stop that at once.
Stop that at once.
Robin!
Robin!
Truly, this be neither the time nor the place.
Robin, the sheriff hath a knife.
Now shall I take thy heart, bandit.
Not if my bow doth take thine first.
Ha, bandit, thy shot hath missed. Now shall I have thee.
Now, by King Richard's hand, yon bandit hath pinned our noble sheriff to his seat. What, sir sheriff? Wouldst take Robin Hood whence thou cannot rise?
Now, good sheriff, it is well for thee that I bear no malice for thy treachery. I cannot, for the maid Marian hath this day been returned.
Oh, by my faith, how the king will roar at thy bravery, Robin Hood. I cannot but wish thee well.
My lord Chancellor, thou art a man after mine own heart, and shouldst thy path take thee to Sherwood on thy return, our hospitality is thine. And prithee, come you in the company of a holy man, for he shall wed the maid Marian to her Robin Hood.
Oh, Robin! Stop that! No, you stop that! Robin!
You must stop this at once. This
is ladies, my ladies, please!
Robin and I are to be wed.
I can hang them both if you like.
This is my show. I should have Robin.
You couldn't hear over the sound of thine own voice.
I'd rather be back in a second.
Madison, you need to wrap up the story.
You do it.
All right, but you're missing the end of your own anniversary show.
Now draw the curtain closed, good gentlefolk, and in the mind is conjured up the dreams of all who love bold adventures and honest hearts. And in your futures, turn ye each one to Sherwood Forest and become young again at the daring do of Robin Hood and his merry men.
Maid Marian, you know? I mean, who doesn't want to be the romantic lead to a swashbuckling hero like Errol Flynn or Kevin Costner or the fox who's probably way more sexy than a canine should be? Damn you, Disney.
I know. But you have a whole new year ahead of you. You might meet someone.
In old-timey radio? I just keep getting zapped around. How am I supposed to get serious with anybody?
You could try being less sarcastic.
I will not change for any man.
All right. Why don't we get some hard liquor in you, hmm? You'll feel better.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want me to do the epilogue?
Would you?
Just this once, because it's your anniversary.
4 years. Woo.
The Family Theater was a half-hour drama anthology series which ran on the Mutual Broadcasting Network for 10 years, from 1947 to 1957. It was created by Patrick Peyton, a Holy Cross priest who wanted to create Christian programming. However, the Mutual Network said they'd only provide the airtime as long as the stories were non-sectarian. So the show then focused on adventures with moral problems. Peyton paid for production through church donations, running no ads during the episodes. The series featured a long list of Hollywood celebrities over the decade, and when it went to TV in 1951, would boast an early appearance of James Dean. After Peyton's death in 1991, the Family Theater Productions was taken over by the Holy Cross Family Ministries, where the original shows were remastered and continue to be played throughout the world today, promoting their tagline, "A family that prays together, stays together."
Everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening for 4 years. As we jump into year 5, you guys know I have a Patreon, link in the show notes, or Ko-fi, link in the show notes. But what would really help us is getting the word out. We want to keep growing and reaching new audience. If you love us, like I already love you, please spread the word on your favorite socials, give us 5 stars or a nice review. It doesn't cost a thing, but OMG, the warm fuzzies I ride on from one nice comment? And yes, I see them all. Truly, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Here's to year 5! Yeah! Bye!
Hear ye, hear ye! Let it be known that the pantomime which hast just entertained thine ears was penned and brought forth by Chrissy Talon Sage, with both the melodies and the crafting of sound by Jeremy Sage. The actors heard here in our farce do include Chrissy Talon Sage as the not-so-fair maid Madison, the ever-dashing and actually British Kareem Cronfley as our noble Robin of Loxley, Jerry Kokich, the villain, though only in his performance, as the Sheriff of Nottingham, David Pinion of Little Faults and Fewer Flubs as Little John, the lovely and dear Chelsea Greer as our maid Marion, the flaming hot Joe Slepsky as the flaming garbed Will Scarlet, Paul Arbisi as the simple, sniveling servant Simon, as our Lord Chancellor, Lord of the Rings, Lord of the Dance, 'tis Scott R. McKinley, and none other than Jonathan Winstead as himself, as Chrissy did imagine him to be.